I'm Mike Harding, and you're very welcome indeed to another hour and a bit of the very best in folk roots and acoustic music wherever you are in the world listening to this, whether you're listening live on radio in West Kerry or in Ontario, or if you're out on a drilling rig somewhere in the Baltic, or if you're in Ulaanbaatar looking after the yurts out there. You are very welcome indeed. And I do know there are people in all of those places I mentioned that listen to the show. I do like to start off with something a bit jolly, so I'm going to start off this week with Walk Right In from that great band Have Mercy. This is lovely stuff. In there. Great stuff. That's from the band Have Mercy from their eponymous album. Listeners on the airwaves, if you want to find out what's on the show tonight, you can see an entire track listing by going to the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com. And also there you will find links through to every artist that's ever appeared on the show. And there's stuff about folk festivals, there's stuff about other radio stations broadcasting folk stuff, and there's also a gallery of photographs, and there is also the Hall of Fame. We're going to invite somebody into the Hall of Fame on tonight's show, but more about that in a moment. I'm going to play a track now from a new band, well, new to me anyway, called Crag Road. Crag Road are Owen O'Neill on bouzouki, Quentin Cooper on guitar, banjo and fiddle, Evan Queeley on concertina and whistle, and Noreen Lynch on baron and vocals. The band, I think, make an absolutely terrific sound, and this is them with one of my favourite Cy Khan songs, What You Do With What You've Got. Great set of lyrics, and this band really do it justice. Crag Road.
Well, you must know someone like him. He was tall and strong and lean, with a body like a greyhound and a mind so sharp and keen. But his heart, just like a laurel, grew twisted round itself, till almost everything he did brought pain to someone else. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. It's not how big your share is, it's how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dream of, it's those you've really fought. It's not just what you're given, it's what you do with what you've got. And what's the use of two strong legs if you only run away? And what use is the finest voice if you've nothing good to say? What good is strength and muscle if you only push and shove? And what's the use of two good ears if you won't hear those you love? It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. It's not how big your share is, it's how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dream of, it's those you've really fought. It's not just what you're given, it's what you do with what you've got. Between those who use their neighbors and those who use a cane, between those in constant power and those in constant pain, between those who run toward evil and those who cannot run, tell me which ones are the cripples and which ones touch the sun. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. It's not how big your share is, it's how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dream of, it's those you really fought. It's not just what you're given, it's what you do with what you've got.
Oh, great song. Very wise words from a very wise singer-songwriter, Si Khan, sung there by Noreen Lynch and the band Crag Road. The album is simply called Crag Road. It's eponymous. In other words, not a hippopotamus, as I once said. Great album. I'm going to play you a track or two from that in the future weeks. Now, the Hall of Fame, which I mentioned before, is our way of celebrating, paying some kind of homage to people who've given their lives or have devoted whole lumps of their lives to the folk music world, the world that I, for one, love deeply. Tonight, we welcome into the Hall of Fame Dougie MacLean. You might have seen him singing recently at the closing ceremony on the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. He sang, of course, his great song, Caledonia. For more than 40 years, he's been travelling the road. He worked with Tannehill Weaver's Silly Wizard and then went on to have a long solo career. He founded his own label and he's written more than 100 great songs, covered by scores and scores of singers. His actual contribution to the world of folk music is immeasurable. There is a fuller citation and links to his biography and videos, etc., on the website www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Rather than me spouting on forever about how good Dougie is, I'll play a bit of music and you can go and look at that later and find out for yourself. Here's Dougie MacLean with Ready for the Storm from his album Craigie Do. One of his early, well, I think this is his first album, in fact, on his own Dunkeld label. And this song was one that was covered by quite a few people. But Dougie does it, I think, better than anybody. Here's Dougie MacLean.
Crashing and the tide pulls out. It's an angry sea, but there is no doubt that the lighthouse will keep shining out to warn a lonely sailor. And the lightning strikes and the wind cuts cold through the sailor's bones to the sailor's soul, till there's nothing left that he can hold except the rolling ocean. But I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir, ready. I am ready for the storm. I'm ready for the storm. (Music) forgive me, mercy, for my dreams, as every confrontation seems to tell me what it really means to be this lonely sailor. But when the sky begins to clear and the sun it melts away my fear, I'll cry a silent weary tear for those that need to love me. But I am ready for the storm, yes, sir, ready. I am ready for the storm, I'm ready for the storm. Time will take its time, and you will find that in the end it brings you me, the lonely sailor. And when you take me by your side, you love me warm, you love me, and I should have realized I had no reasons to be frightened. And I am ready for the storm, yes, sir, ready. I am ready for the storm, yes, sir, ready. I am ready for the storm, yes, sir, ready. I am ready for the storm, I'm ready for the storm.
Playing there with Ready for the Storm from his album Craigie Do, and there'll be more tracks from Dougie later on in the programme. Now, from Crag Road, but I just played a little while back, it is obvious that Irish traditional music is in a great state nowadays. There's lots of great sessions in most of the small towns in Ireland, as well as places like Dublin and Galway, of course. And the young people of Ireland have taken the music back into their very souls, and it's amazing seeing the number of great young musicians there are playing round the place. Well, Jeremy Spencer, who plays fiddle, and Sean Leahy, who plays guitar, live down in West Kerry, I think down in Dingle itself, actually. Their debut album is what I would say the real deal, or as they would say in Ireland, the pure drop. Beautiful music played simply for the love of the music, not over hurried, a great lift to it, a great feel, a great heartbeat within the music, in my humble opinion. Anyway, here's Sean Leahy and Jeremy Spencer from their album Entanglement with The Wild Irishman and the Small Hills of Offaly. Thank you. wicked stuff. That was Jeremy Spencer and Sean Leahy from the album Entanglement with the Wild Irishman and the Small Hills of Offaly. Now, Broom Besoms are one of my favourite bands at the moment. I love their new album. They've been living and playing folk music in Germany for 10 years, even though they come from the northeast of England originally. And one of the lads, Andrew Cady, got very interested in German folk songs. As many of you will know, Germany seemed to, I don't know, you couldn't say disparage its own folk music, but you could say that they weren't very enthusiastic about it. It got identified, I suppose, with nationalism during the 1930s and the 1940s. But Andrew decided what he was going to do was try and do something about getting interest back in German folk music. So I'll read you the quote here from the website. The idea behind the project is that folk musicians from the British Isles and Ireland, resident in Germany, arrange and sing a selection of German songs in the same way they would approach a manuscript of an old song from their own tradition. That way you might have Ach, bitterer Winter, sung by an Englishman with Celtic-style fiddle and Northumbrian pipes, or Tanz mir nicht mit, mein Jungfer Käthen, sung by a Scotsman with a German dance tune between the verses. And that's exactly what you've got here now. I'm going to play you one of the tracks from this album called Geisterbahn, which means ghost train. And it's full of German songs performed by, as he said, English and Irish musicians living in Germany. And this is Tanz nicht mit mir, mein Jungfer Käthen.
Nicht mit meiner Jungfer Käthen, sonst scherz ich mit deiner Jungfer Gretchen. Tanz mir nicht mit meiner Jungfer Käthen, sonst scherz ich mit deiner Jungfer Gretchen. Lass mir, was wir werden soll, lieber Bruder, hörst du wohl? Tanz mir nicht mit meiner Jungfer Käthen. Scherzt du nur mit deiner lieben Gretchen, so tanz ich jetzt mit meiner Jungfer Käthen. Scherzt du nur mit deiner lieben Gretchen, so tanz ich jetzt mit meiner Jungfer Käthen. Und für sie die lang die quer, auf und nieder, hin und her. Scherzt du nur mit deiner lieben Gretchen. Ja, nicht meine Jungfer Käthen, sonst komm ich zu deiner lieben Gretchen. Herz mir ja nicht meine Jungfer Käthen, sonst komm ich zu deiner lieben Gretchen. Eins zum anders, nichts zum sonst, willst du haben meine Gunst? Herz mir ja nicht meine Jungfer Käthen.
Lads in Broom Besoms have certainly got something going there. I don't know. I love everything they do. And I think what they've done with this album, Geisterbahn, is really, really interesting. German folk music performed by Irish and English musicians living in Germany. As a respect for the tradition, I suppose. Tanz nicht mit mir, mein Jungfer Karten. I think that's how you pronounce it. Don't dance with me, my young Frau, my girl Kate, I suppose it would translate as. My German is even worse than my Irish. Great album, well worth checking out if you're into good music at all, because it's full of great tracks like that. Now, the Cambridgeshire band The Willows, of which I'm a massive fan, have got an album coming out in October. I've already played one track from it. Here's another one, because I think they're lovely. This is The Willows from their album Amidst Fiery Skies, with the traditional song The Maid of Culmore.
No finer harbor, all around can be found, where the youngsters each evening go down to the shore, and the joy bells are ringing for the maid of Culmore. The first time I saw her, she passed me by, and the next time I saw her, she bid me goodbye, and the last time I saw her, it grieved my heart so, for she sailed out long for your land. Storms fall to rise, I would make the wind blow out, and I'd darken the skies. I'd make the wind blow high, and soul cease to roar, till the day that my darling sailed away.
The album is Amidst Fiery Skies. That was The Willows with The Maid of Culmore. Great band. And the album comes out in October. I will, between now and then, play another track, I promise you. Now, I'm going to follow on from that mellow song by The Willows with another song which has that sort of delicate and quite airy feel. It comes from You Are Wolf, otherwise known as Kerry Andrew. It's just one lady who calls herself You Are Wolf, and she does some quite remarkable things with English traditional music. She uses electronica and lots of loops and gives it a very left-field treatment. I like it, and so do other people too. The Observer said it's English avant-garde folk at its finest, and the magazine Uncut said, imagine Bjork working her magic on the English folk tradition. Well, let's see what you think. From the album Hawk to the Hunting Gone, this is You Are Wolf with Cuckoo. To me, one of the interesting things about doing this show is that I can introduce not just you, but myself to music that I'd maybe never hear or maybe never go and explore in another life. But the beauty of it is to me that you can actually say, OK, let's try this, give it 3 minutes of our lives and decide whether or not we like it. I do like that piece that we just heard, but you might not, but at least you've had a chance to hear it. From the album Hawk to the Hunting Gone, that was You Are Wolf with Cuckoo. Kerry Andrew looking at one version there of the traditional song, The Cuckoo. Now, another track from Dougie McLean, whose recording career, like I said, spanned more than 30 years, from his very early recordings with the Tannehill Weavers, Alex Campbell and Alan Roberts, to the many recordings on his own Dunkeld record label, which he started in 1983, as I said, with the album Craigie Do. One of my favourite albums of his is Who Am I? And from it, I'm going to play you now, I think probably one of my favourite tracks of Dougie's of all time. A really, really deep, thoughtful, sensitive song, Talking With My Father. I love this song.
Talking with my father, he's talking with his son. And I don't need to look any further for the one I have become. And he says, listen to that curlew. That's a sound I love to hear. It's a strange reflection that we look through, or that finally finds us here. In this place where life's heart thunders, in this place where time holds still, in this place of harmony and wonder and values not of gold fulfilled. Walking with my father across these gentle Perthshire hills, it's timeless mysteries that we gather and make the memories that we fill. Says, don't fix what is not broken. No need to find what's not been lost. It's a heavy gate we have to open, an endless field we have to cross. In this place where life's heart thunders, in this place where time holds still, in this place of harmony and wonder and values not of gold fulfilled. Turns away with all too many things left undone. Oh, and so much left to say. Talking with my father, he's talking with his son. I don't need to look any further for the one I have become. In this place where life's heart thunders, in this place where time holds still, in this place of harmony and wonder and values not of gold. In this place where life's heart thunders, in this place where time holds still, in this place of harmony and wonder
and values not of gold fulfill.
I think I was there in Glasgow way back about, I don't know, 10, 11, 12, 13, whatever, years ago, when Dougie sang that song either for the first time or one of the first times. Beautiful, beautiful song, Talking With My Father, from the album Who Am I? And there'll be another track from Dougie before the end of the programme. Now, this year is the 30th anniversary of the 1984-85 miners' strike. As many of you will know, it had a huge effect on communities, mostly in the north of England, though of course Kent and Wales was deeply affected too. Well, a guy called Keith Patterson documented the happenings at Easington Colliery and the village around it in County Durham. He recorded the daily lives of the striking miners and their families through the long year of the struggle, when a government waged war on its own people, and brave men who'd won the coal from miles underground to keep the economy going for so long were called the enemy within, which is ironic since some of those miners had actually served in the armed forces. Well, Keith Patterson's photographs were picked up by a group called Ribbon Road. My old pal Jeff Heslop and his wife Brenda, they worked with Keith Patterson to make a mixed media event which is touring the country at the moment, celebrating, if that's the right word for it, the happenings at Easington Colliery in County Durham. I found it a really, really moving album, and I've been to Keith's website and looked at his pictures, and they are deeply moving as well. Brenda Heslop has got a brilliant way of spinning a song out of the truth, and in this song I'm going to play you now, you'll hear voices from the strike woven together with Brenda's own words. From the album No Redemption Songs, this is Fly the Banner High.
Thousand uniforms broke. put in 2,000 fists to break us, 2,000 reasons to begin to hate a world that hates us. Black as coal are good and true, black as blood when it's soaked through. Cold and hunger took us, and a banner from the sky. Empty as the wasteland grass, broken bottles as you pass, stand alone and never ask a favor from their hand. See the shutters all pulled down, see the blighted village now. Look up and let this story speak in strength and dignity. There's no redemption, yours or mine, no going back, just marking time. For they have left us here to die, so fly the banner. There's no redemption, yours or mine, no going back, just marking time. For they have left us here to die, so fly the banner high.
Well, the album is called No Redemption Songs. The group Ribbon Road, and that track, Fly the Banner High, is part of a powerful and really, really truthful mixed media performance. If you go to the website, Ribbon Road's own website, you'll find a link through also to Keith Patterson's website, which has got a wonderful collection of photographs from the strike, including that iconic one of an elderly man being arrested and dragged off by the police in the village of Easington. Check out the website also for performance details. You can go and see the show on the road. The album itself, No Redemption Songs, is absolutely beautiful. No Redemption, by the way, is the title of Keith Patterson's collection of photographs of Easington Colliery and Easington Village during the miners' strike of 30 years ago. Now, Luca Bloom is a singer-songwriter that many of you will know. He's not as well known in the UK as he is in America and in places like Germany and Holland and Denmark. But hopefully his new CD will change that, because it is a cracker. As well as songs that Luca himself has written, there are some traditional songs too. And I particularly love this version I'm going to play you now of the traditional song The Banks of the Lee from the album Head and Heart. Here's Luca Bloom.
Where two lovers meet, down by the green bower. Where two lovers meet, beneath the green tree. And Mary, fond Mary, she says unto her true love, you have stolen my young heart by the banks of the Lee. Oh, I loved her very dearly, most truly and sincerely. There is no one in this wide world I loved more than she. Every bush and every bower, every wild Irish flower, reminds me of my Mary on the banks of the Lee. Don't stay out late at night, love, on the moorlands, my Mary. Don't stay out late on the moorlands for me. For it's little was my notion when we parted by the ocean, that we were forever parted by the banks of the lea. I will pull my love some roses, some wild Irish roses. I will pull my love some roses, the fairest ever seen. And I'll place them on the gravesite of my own dear darling Mary. On that cold and silent grave where she lies beneath the dew.
Beautiful song, and I think that's a really beautiful version of The Banks of the Lea, Luca Bloom, from his new album Head and Heart. And I think he's coming over here to do a tour in the next month or two. If so, I'll let you know on this programme. Now, there's an album which is really hard to get hold of called The Pigtown Fling. It's a duet album from Randall Bays, one of the best American fiddle players ever, and Joel Bernstein on harmonica and concertina. The both of them play a mix of Irish music and old-timey music. I'm going to play you the title track now, which is The Pigtown Fling, and I'm going to follow that up immediately with a track called A Brief Discussion of the Music Business. And it is a very brief but very deep and heartfelt discussion indeed of the wonderful music business. Here's Randall Bays and Joel Bernstein with The Pigtown Fling.
Thank you.
That was a brief discussion on the music business from Randall Bays and Joel Bernstein's album, The Pigtown Fling. I must tell you, I've been in lots of business meetings in the music business with men in suits that were just exactly like that. Before the brief discussion of the music business, you heard The Pigtown Fling, The Long Drop and McGovern's Reel from Randall Bays and Joel Bernstein. The album The Pigtown Fling, like I said, it's difficult to get hold of, but you can download the tracks from whatever particular downloading organisation you use. We'll not mention names because I get shouted at. Now, Stuart Ferguson of The Scotsman said of our entrance into the Folk Music Hall of Fame in this programme, quote, "It is his humanity which shines through in his work's very accessibility. A lot of songs are inspired by his rural upbringing in Perthshire, but as many are from tales he's gathered in his trips around the world, performing what he modestly calls these wee songs of mine. McLean is simply an artist of the 21st century, writing songs for our times which have a strong sense of place and history." Well, I mentioned the song Caledonia, which Dougie sang at the closing ceremony of the Commonwealth Games, and I could not not play it on the show tonight. It is probably his best known work, and certainly I would think his most covered song. From the album Till Tomorrow, here he is with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra and that great song, Caledonia.
I don't know if you can see the changes that have come over me in these last few days. I've been afraid that I might drift away, so I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I came from, and that's the reasons why I seem so far away today. Oh, but let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going home. If I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Oh, and I have moved and have kept on moving. I've proved the points that I needed proving. Lost the friends that I needed losing. Found others on the way. Oh, and I have tried and have kept on trying. Stolen dreams, yes, there's no denying. I have traveled hard with conscience flying somewhere with the wind. Oh, but let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going. If I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. And now I'm sitting here before the fire, the empty room, the forest choir. Flames that couldn't get any higher, well, they've weathered now, they've gone. But I'm steady thinking, my way is clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When the hands have shaken and the kisses flowed, well, I will disappear. Oh, and let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia. should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Oh, and let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going home. If I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had.
Dougie MacLean there with his anthemic song, Caledonia, with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra from the album Till Tomorrow. Now, can I tell my friends in Scotland that I have no particular dog in the fight that is Scottish independence, and I do think that the Scots rightfully will make up their own mind, but I can't help wondering that if it does go for a yes vote, whether that would in fact become the national anthem of a new Scotland. I would love it if that happened. I would love that to be the national anthem, because it's not about killing anybody. It's not about marching into somebody's country and nicking it. And it's not about God being on anybody's side. It is just a very beautiful song about a beautiful country, as I know from going up there to the Highlands to friends, and also going on numerous occasions to the Western Isles to fish for salmon and sea trout. Not with any great measure of success, I might add. Now, next week is a request show, and I'm going to play you an early request now, because the next week is absolutely chocker, and it also gives me a chance to play something from a brand new album from Kate Rusby. Mike Ross wrote in to say, play me anything by Kate Rusby, because I'm just a boring old so-and-so who can't hear that voice often enough. And Michael Hickman emailed to say, hi Mike, I'm an expat Brit living in Ontario, Canada. We moved here in 2004, and I credit you with introducing me to so much good music, particularly Kate Rusby, who, through badgering her website, I finally got to see perform in Toronto. It was especially rewarding, as I know it took a lot to do, because she's terrified of flying, it seems. Well, Kate's got a new CD just out, and her dad, Steve, sent me some MP3s, so I'm able to play you a track right now. The album is called Ghost, and it is in fact quite otherworldly, because the title track itself is about a ghost that Kate sees regularly in her own house. Quite a friendly ghost. Apparently she doesn't feel threatened at all by it. But the album, like I say, does contain a lot of songs that seem to have that connection with the other world. I'm going to play you a song now from it which I particularly love. This is called The Outlandish Knight, and of course it's about a barbarous man in a suit of armour who tries to entice a young woman away to her death, but she outwits him in the end. Kate Rusby with The Outlandish Knight.
Thank you. silken gowns and turn your back on me. For it is not fitting that such a cruel rogue, a naked woman, should see. And caught away, the brambles are shy, the brambles from off the brain. For I do fear that they'll tangle my hair and scratch my tender skin. So he's turned.
Outlandish Night from Kate Rusby's new album Ghost. There's some fantastic production on that album. Damien O'Kane, Kate's partner, a great musician himself, of course, he's done a great job on that. He produced it with Kate. The album is called Ghost, and that was, of course, The Outlandish Night, the traditional ballad. I first heard Fred Jordan do that, don't know how many years ago, must have been about 50 years ago. Now, Kate is going on tour to promote the album. The 18th of September, she's at the Queen's Hall, Edinburgh. She goes on to Inverness, Perth, Aberdeen, then down to Newtown in Wales, over to Scarborough, Derby Folk Festival, Darlington, Whitley Bay, Basingstoke, Weston-super-Mare, Yeovil, Cheltenham and Salford Quays in November. You'll be able to check all the dates and, of course, get hold of the album through her website. Now, I do like to start the show with something a bit merry and light, and I do like to finish the show with something with a bit of an uplift to it. This is from a girl called Claire Boswell from her eponymous album. It's a song that I like to dedicate to my old mate, the Caruso, the Bing Crosby of Barnsley, Dave Berland. It's the Lowell George song, Willin, which I know is one of Dave's own favourites, and I think Claire Boswell does an absolutely brilliant job of it. So lie back in your chair, sit back wherever you are in the world, and enjoy this. Pedal Steel there, Claire Boswell from her eponymous album with the Lowell George number Willin', especially for Mr. Dave Burland of Barnsley and Why Not. Thanks ever so much for listening. Oh, I nearly forgot, you listeners that are listening on the radio over there in Kerry or Birmingham, Liverpool and across Canada, wherever you are, don't forget, if you go on the website, not only will you find all the track listings from all the programmes that have been done and every artist that's ever appeared on this show has got links on my website, you'll also be able to go to the archive and you can download all the podcasts. There's 65 of them up there now. You can download those and keep them for as long as you want on your iPods, iPads or clones or whatever, and you can listen to them for the rest of your naturals. Thanks ever so much for listening. I'm Mike Harding. Don't forget, we've got no money for advertising, so please, please spread the word, because the more people that listen to the programme, the better it is for all concerned. We're all volunteers. We don't get any money for this. We do it for naught. The donations that come through the website do help us to pay things like the licences, the PO box, the banners that we put up at folk festivals, the flyers that we do. They've all got to be paid for. But more importantly, just spread the word so people can listen to it. Again, thanks ever so much for listening. Spread the word. Keep the faith. And mind how you go, because it's a weird world out there, and it's getting weirder day by day. Ta-da.